Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1092. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafua Shalema Ruvein Pesach Ben Henyesh Takav Rafua Shalema Psach Shachal Yisrael. Getting back to our malacha of Zoreya planting. Okay, so just to talk about, we were talking about grass and vegetation and so on. What about trees? Interesting thing. What about trees? Brings down the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbat. You sometimes have trees that, the roots go very far and very deep. They're very long all around, right? Good. I see a tree over here and a couple of feet around I see a little bit of roots, but the roots could be 10 feet, 15 feet. Who knows how big the tree is, how big the roots are. It's a big, right? So how far, in other words, where do we draw the line? I can pour down water onto the floor, right? I can wash my hands on the floor. I can pour a drink or whatever the case is onto the ground. How far away from a tree, let's say, for example, in a case whereby there's no grass, good, there's nothing there. There's nothing planted, there's no plantation, but there's a tree, let's say, in a case like that. Sometimes a little bit complicated to hop exactly, but there's a tree and there's roots and so on. So how far away from the tree do have to be? So he brings out interesting that l'inyan ilon is in reference to trees. There are those who say, yesham ed osa lishbach mayim tezayin amis sevivam, even 16 amas away, which is pretty far away from the tree, because of the fact that the roots, he says, spread out. But he does say, Lamaisa, does it say for Shabbos B'Shabbat and page Reish Yud Zayin, he says, Halacha Yesh Lahakal Lahata Lishbach Maim Seviva Ilan, if there's a tree and there's no plantation around, and obviously if there's grass or whatever around it, so you can't pour water there. But let's say there's no plantation around and there's nothing there and there's nothing growing, it's just a question of the tree. So La Halacha, he says, one would be allowed to pour water Sevilan around the tree, kol she'ein shofech, where, how far on the tree you can, near the tree you can, how far away. Kol she'ein shofech ha'mayim ala ilan oy al shorshei ha'magulim, as long as they're not pouring it, they're not pouring the water on the tree itself, or on the roots that are sticking out. Oy al shorshei ha'magulim, he says, oy samach lehen mamish, or mamish right next to the roots that are sticking out. Let's say 2-3 feet away, 4 feet away, you have roots sticking out, so you can't pour it in that area, right? He says, because ki ha'shorshei ha'magulim, because the roots are sticking out of the ground. He says, sometimes the ground is hard, and the water is going to reach to the roots. So he says, yeah, so I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Amukim is deep in, not that it's sticking out, the roots are deep in the ground. Right? So if the root, again, we'll backtrack. Can't pour the water on the tree. Can't pour the water on the roots, hamagulim, that are sticking out. But what about the roots that are in the ground? I said sticking out. I meant in the ground. Amukam b'saych karka. And also he says, sometimes upon ma karka kasha, the ground is hard. And it's not going to be a situation whereby the water, so if you pour the water over there, for whatever the reason is, not just to go pour water over there, but if somebody had to pour out some water, it's not a situation whereby the water is going to reach the roots, because of the fact that it's deep into the ground, and the ground itself is hard. And then he says, it has to be obviously in a case whereby a person does not have a mind to water the tree. In other words, it's a davar she'einu mischaven. In other words, even if I go, good, I'll go far away from the tree, fine, but I pour water onto the ground. But if I have a mind to water the tree, I'll do it from a distance, and eventually the water will go down into the ground and reach the roots. So that you can't do. We're talking about, again, in cases whereby somebody, whatever reason, they either poured out water or they had a wash over there, whatever the case is, and there's nothing growing over there and it's far away from the tree with no roots that are sticking out. It's just a question of the roots that are possibly in the ground. So he says those cases would be okay as long as a person does not have a mind to water the tree. Okay, another interesting case, a very interesting case. He brings out the Sefer Shabbos B'Shabbat. He has a lot of very interesting practical applications which come up. He says a person's walking, let's say, especially in the summertime, sometimes in the country, people go upstate or wherever the case might be, right? They go for vacations or whatever, and they're walking on places of grass and places where things are growing and so on. And now they're walking, and now let's say it rained. So now their coat got wet, or their raincoat got wet. Nowadays many people wearing Shabbos the black overcoat, the plastic one to protect from rain and so on. So now it got wet. So now I'm walking over this over the grass or whatever, but my coat is dripping. It rained heavy for a short period of time. Now I'm not, a sun came out, but I'm continuously walking, but my coat is still dripping, or my hat is dripping, or whatever the case is. Maybe I can't walk over the plantation. Do I have to walk in a place where it's concrete only? Or am I allowed to walk over the plantation, over the garden, over the grass or whatever, in a grassy area, even though my coat might be dripping down? So he says it's not a problem. And the person got the rain came on their hat or on their coat or whatever, on their raincoat and so on. And now he says, in other words, it's dripping his coat or hat or whatever is now dripping down. So he says, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry. The Lord Gozru Chazal, Chazal never made such a decree, such a gezerah, whereby you have to, mamish, you have to stop walking, you have to look for a place where it's concrete. Kedei lemoyner milelech b'shabbos v'chol mokem shetzarech lelech. In other words, if you have to go, go. You don't have to start looking for a concrete place. There's actually, we mentioned many times, there's a Taz actually, that a very famous Taz that's used, it's used quite often. Like, for example, if somebody's walking outside and it's snowing or raining or whatever the case is, especially when it's snowing, right? So now there's snow that gets on my hat and I'm carrying. I'm in a place where there's no Erev and the snow starts to pile up on my hat. So there's a problem, obviously, we've spoken about in the past, of Malabain, you're not allowed to shake out your hat. You can't shake out your coat if it's not plastic. Let's say a material coat, you can't shake it out. You got to be careful. Haminar talise, right? One is not allowed to shake out their hat or their coat or these type of things. So, but whatever, I'm walking and then snow is piling up in my hat. But one second, I'm carrying. Okay, with a shinoi, but still I'm carrying. I'm in a Rishus Rabbim, for example. I'm giving an example. And now snow is piling up on my hat. It's piling up on my shoulders and my coat. I can't shake it off. So, what should I do? Am I allowed to continue walking? So the Taz says, there's no Chazal, you know, a person wasn't created, we weren't created like Malachim. The Mishabura quotes many times, a person is not a Malach, and you're allowed to continue going. And there's no Gezer from Chazal, whereby that's a problem of carrying. You're allowed to go, and that's it. If it's a time and place, like this type of thing also, it's dripping down, right? The coat is dripping and you're walking on grass. The Chazal never said there's a gezeirah whereby you have to go, well, go look for concrete and don't walk over the grass. If it's snowing or raining and now the water or something is piling up a person's hat or coat or the snow, whatever, there's no, Chazal never said, well, not as Haitzah, you're carrying, okay, even with the Shinoi, but the mice you're carrying, Midrabanan, stop where you are and wait till after Shabbos or whatever the case is. There's no such a gezeirah. The Taz says, we're not Malachim, and a person can continue going the normal, regular way. Now, he just mentions one thing, that the Sefer, again, it's all from the Sefer Shabbos for Shabbat, that Lemaisa, when you do get home, whatever, to take off the coat, not to drop it off or put it in an area where there's grass or whatever. So that's already something else. But actually walking in the street, one does not have to worry. But Taka, when you get home, put it in a place, not to leave it in a place like to throw it on the grass or whatever the case is. Okay, so now he says, interesting, that what we spoke about last time also, one has to be careful in reference, somebody has to spit or whatever the case is. Yeshamim, that he says that roik, we spoke about this, is also a saliva from a person's mouth, is also makes these things grow, makes grass grow, whatever. So one has to be careful. That one should be careful not to spit in an area where there's vegetation, grass, or the like. Okay, so now just to end off, he does say, in conjunction with, if somebody spits saliva, whatever the case is, he says, lemaisa, that's the yeshamim. But he says, halacha lemaisa, the letter of the law, if you want to call it, he does say that yesh lahakol, there are those who say it's mutter if somebody, for whatever reason, has to spit. There's a few different reasons for that. Number one, it's moist, it's disgusting for a person if they have to give out saliva, whatever, to keep it in their mouth. And there's another problem of which not our subject, but in the halachas of Haitzah, carrying, if it's in a place whereby there's no Erev, it's a problem going. A person's not allowed to go Dalet Amos. So that becomes a different problem. Just to read the Lashon, which is not our Lashon, which is not our Malacha right now, Haitzah, carrying, but he says, if it's in a place where there's no Erev, v'gami efshaloi leilech b'shabas l'makam acha b'roik shebepiv, Mishum da osa lelech dalet amos. You can't go dalet amos in a rishus arabim by day befiv while the person still has the roik, the saliva which they have to give up, to give out in their mouth. I mean, obviously it's a disgusting thing to spit. We're talking about in the case in time whereby, one doesn't have a choice. So he says, "V'lochin af bechatzera," even if somebody's own backyard, their own garden, their own grass, their own front, whatever, le'asru zois, even over there, lahalocha lamaisa, if it has to be done, le'asru zois kol she'enoi mechaven l'shem zeria, as long as a person does not have a mind to help their plantation grow. So if it's possible, one should do it in a place, if they have to give out saliva or whatever, to do it in a place whereby there is no grass, like we saw in Yeshayim. But l'halacha l'maisa, he does say, if need be, for the various different reasons we spoke about, one would be able to, if they have to give out saliva or whatever, to spit on the, even if it's their own grass or so on. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.